Sid Getz, a former president of the South Pinellas County chapter of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, died Monday at the age of 94. Getz had enjoyed a successful career as an attorney in Long Island, New York, before retiring to Florida in 1981. He then taught at Stetson Law School and St. Petersburg Junior College and was active in various civil liberty organizations in Pinellas County. In 1993, he helped found the Thomas Jefferson Society. Ray Arsenault is a history professor at USF St. Petersburg and a longtime ACLU activist in Pinellas County. He calls Getz an unforgettable character who was a mainstay in the local civil liberties community for decades.
I first met Sid in the mid-1980s, and he fancied himself, he loved to joke that he was our only Republican. He had actually been, a Rockefeller Republican at one time when he was an attorney on Long Island before he moved to Florida. And he was, I think, in some respects, certainly in his commitment to the First Amendment, perhaps one of the most stalwart and radical of ACLU activists. But he always loved to remind us that he had this checkered past as a Republican in Long Island. He had a great sense of humor, a booming voice. I think everyone, I think, who knew Sid well was struck by his voice. He often would call my house, and my children, when they were young, would answer. And I always knew it was Sid Getz when they would hold the phone way away from their ear, and they would sort of mimic him screaming, it's Sid Getz, because he had this stentorian voice, almost a James Earl Jones, but even louder. But he was a truth teller, extraordinary man. I just learned of his death, and I'm really sad to see him go. It's a real milestone in the local humanist community, and certainly in broader circles. He was, of course, the prime mover behind the Thomas Jefferson Society, and which had as its charter a commitment to separation of church and state. And for years, he and I had an interesting dialogue on the other aspects of Jefferson's life. And I love to tease him about maybe the dark side of Jefferson, but he wouldn't hear any of it. He was just had this clear vision, I think, of what he considered to be the most important issue in American life, and that was, of course, keeping the wall between church and state. And he was just an incredibly vigilant and vital man, unforgettable, irreplaceable, and we'll really miss him.
Tom Foley is the chair of the Pinellas chapter of the ACLU. He calls Sid Getz a giant amongst giants and recounted how he catapulted into Pinellas County life upon moving here from Long Island.
And took up with a variety of both social activists and freedom advocating groups, including the UUs and the ACLU and Americans United. And he was just a force to be reckoned with. He also taught law at Stetson and served, he was appointed by Governor Graham to several different positions as a judge. He was an extraordinarily bright man. I interviewed him once for a short biography in 1990 or 99 rather, and had the distinction of graduating from college and then law school all before he turned 21, and had to actually wait a few months to turn 21 before he could take the bar exam. Over the years, during the Roosevelt administrations, he worked for the government in a variety of positions. But back to his local work, his primary focus was separation of church and state issues. He formed the Thomas Jefferson Societies, which were active for a while in the local high schools, to try to promote some of the ideals of the of America and democracy. He really was a shining example to a lot of people.